Hayden. Yeah, can I get a shout out from the biker chicks in the group? And that's for real. You know who you are. And pretty soon, the rest of you are going to know. We'll all show up on them. My husband was going to bring me up on the bike this week, but the helmet hair thing just wasn't going to work for me. I had to bring more apparatus, and I would have lost the game even worse. So, actually, I think I will use this. Okay, well, in the back of your programs is our resource recommendations. We used to call it the book review, but I don't really give you enough information about anything to call it a review. That's a little more comprehensive. And we do a lot more than just books now. We have DVDs. We also, this year, have a music category. And I noticed yesterday that there was a lot of you. How many of you, again, first-time retreat with us here at Calvary Vista? Whoa. That blows me away. That is very cool. Well, the reason we provide a resource recommendation list for you is because, you know, we want to be women of the word, first and foremost. But there's a lot of great tools that can help us to grow in all areas of our Christian life. And you'll notice as you look at the list that they're broken down into categories that pertain to different areas of our lives, like devotions and general Christian living and women and study tools and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's a sad fact in the church today that a lot of Christian bookstores are really just like minefields of the kind of material that is in them, unfortunately. And we know this from the Word. Even back in the day, there's always been a departure from the truth. And it's very often that some fantastic book that someone, even, you know, Calvary Chapel pastor might write, you'll find that on a bookshelf sitting right next to just the worst kind of heresy there is. So we want to equip you with the names of some authors, some books that have, and resources that have been previewed for doctoral content so you can just kind of feel assured. But, you know, we are only human, so always ask the Lord for discernment. And one of the other things this year that we've done is we now have a website. We have a new website at Calvary Chapel Vista, and we now have an online bookstore. And I tell you that, not that you'll buy all our stuff, but that we're hoping to build it as an information source for you. Almost all of the resource list is on it in a category called Women's Retreat 2009. So if there's a book you're interested in or a DVD you're interested in and we don't talk about it this weekend, you can go there and check it out. And hopefully I did it right and it's actually working. I didn't check. Those from Vista know what a technophobe I am. I was going to do a PowerPoint, but if you're from Vista, you know a story about that too. So there's not one up there. Oh, but what I do want to tell you about the website is on the homepage and on every product page, there's a place that you can click that says have a question or, you know, do you have a question or a question about this product? And we do want to encourage you to, if you open that, you click on that. If you click on that, an email box comes up and you can email us a question about any of the resources, something on there, something you're just curious about, and we'll do our best to get back to you unless you're Christine Anguza. I say that because she's sitting in the front row. She sent me an email. It was kind of a joke about a book. That book's actually on the list. I hope you. And so I was very busy and couldn't think of anything witty, so I didn't email her back, and she's never going to let me forget it. So I had to call you out on that. So, okay, you'll notice on your list that all the categories have a heading, and the heading is made up of lines from our theme verse this weekend from Matthew 11. So the first one is what? The first three words of our verse this year? Okay, no decaf tomorrow morning. One more time. Yay! So, and a great tool to help us come to the Lord is through devotional material, devotional books. I generally don't use those first thing in the morning. They're like the middle of the day when I need to just kind of get my mind set back on the Lord. So we put a list together of some really good ones. And the first one is by one of my newer favorite authors. It's by Ann Spangler. It's called The Tender Words of God. You know, it's really important to know what words mean, especially these days when people are redefining virtually everything. And it's especially important to know what God's words mean. There's no other information that's more essential to our life. And in this book, The Tender Words of God, I always feel like Vanna White. I was going to make Muffin walk around in the aisles with him. You know, she could show you the type. But in this book, The Tender Words of God, Ann Spangler provides us with the resources that really help us understand what God's word actually means. And this book came out of her desire to really spend time dwelling on the tender words of God. A lot of us, I like the rules because, you know, I like to know what to do and how to do it. And I really focus on those scriptures. And she's kind of that kind of a gal, too. So she really wanted to focus on God's tender words for us. And each week focuses on a tender word of God, like compassion or forgiveness or peace. And each day there's a real brief reading. There's one for morning and there's one for evening, and they're comprised of scriptures, only scriptures that contain that word. So you end up spending the whole week dwelling on one tender word that God has for you and me. And Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep her in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." And we live in a very noisy world, do we not? It is hard to keep your mind. Who has devotions and then you're backing out of the driveway and it's gone? And so, you know, we need to set our mind in God. So this is such a great tool to help us do that, as you just contemplate scriptures on a particular topic through the week. And if you're like me and you need to hear some tender words from God, this would be a great devotional for you. And for all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I know there isn't anybody here, we have some books of comfort and encouragement for you this year. And I want to start off with a brief mention of the book you'll notice there, Traveling Light. You know, you do a retreat on a book title, you got to kind of talk about the book. This is not Max's newest book. It's about 5 years old, I think. And unlike our theme verse, which is Matthew 11, he takes you through Psalm 23. And it's really, really neat. If you've never read him, he just has, you know, he combines great spiritual insight with a lot of humor, awesome illustrations. He's going to leave you with a fresh picture through this book of what our shepherd looks like. And I love the subtitle of the book, Releasing Burdens You Were Never Meant to Bear. And you may discover, like I think we will this weekend, that we are bearing some burdens that God does not intend for us to bear. And Max is going to show you how to travel light. And many of you heard this last year about the tragedy that Greg Laurie and his family experienced. His eldest son, Christopher, was killed in a car accident. And he wrote a book about this. Some of this has been airing on the radio. You may have heard it. And it's called Hope for Hurting Hearts. And he shares how this unexpected death just affected him and his family. And he shares it with really transparent honesty. I was going to read you a chunk of it, but I'll probably cry. But don't let me make you think that book, that it's a downer, because it's not. He talks about how this has tested his faith. But I do want to read you one little part. He says, maybe you're thinking, this guy shouldn't be writing a book at this time of grief and mourning in his life. He should wait until he has a little more perspective. And that may be true, but I wanted to write this book in real time. In other words, I write today as a grieving father who recently lost his firstborn son. But I also write as a believer in the promises of God. And he ends this section by saying, so I write as a man with broken heart to those who also have broken hearts. You know, there's a saying that says you don't know till you know. And that's very true, and we may empathize, but we really won't know till we know. And right now, Greg Laurie really knows. He talks about all the years that he has comforted and encouraged others with the Word of God, and he is having to preach to himself now. And he does through this book. It's so encouraging. It is a wonderful book for someone who has experienced loss and grief, and it doesn't have to have been last week. That sort of thing can stay with you so, so long, and God wants to continue to comfort you with his Word. But I'll tell you what, it's a great book if you're not going through something like that or you've never experienced anything like that, because a lot of us, we do the Peter principle. Open mouth, insert foot. This is because he's so honest about how he feels. It's a great book for us to kind of gain insight of how to help our brothers and sisters in the Lord that are grieving, or those that are not yet with the Lord, and just to share with them not only what to say, but I think more importantly, a lot of times, what not to say. So the book is Hope for Hurting Hearts by Greg Laurie. Every year there's a couple resources that just blow my mind. You probably heard the sound of the explosion when I was reading them. You know, there isn't anything on here that isn't on here because it's, you know, everything well-loved by everybody that looked at it. But there's always a few things that as I read, I just keep going, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And our next book is one of those books. In our next section, where Jesus tells us to take his yoke upon ourselves, We are going to look at some resources that help us to just know what it's like to be in the yoke with him and walk with him. And the first book that we're going to talk about is Sitting at the Feet of Rabbi Jesus. It's Ann Spangler again. She co-wrote this book with a gal named Lois, whose last name I'm not going to mangle. She's a research scientist, this Lois gal is. So it's really interesting because there's a lot of history that's been well researched, and then Ann Spangler is a Bible teacher. Combining those two things makes it a really interesting book. The book is subtitled How the Jewishness of Jesus Can Transform Your Faith. But it's not a book about Judaism. Neither of the authors are Jewish. They say in the book, if Jesus was an Eskimo, we'd be studying about igloos and polar bears, which was an interesting thought. But their main objective is to, and Janie touched on this last night, you know, when she said, when you read to read a little before, a little after, context is everything. Context is everything. Whether you're reading a book or watching a movie, it's context is what makes it have sense and gives you some more understanding. And if you don't have that context, a lot of times you end up with more questions than answers. And so the authors want to give us context by revealing what life was really like during the time of Jesus. This book carries a real you are there feel to it. And as they explain some things like maybe the roles of the rabbi or the manner that the rabbis taught or talking about the feast, we start to understand some of those things in the Bible. You'll be like, dude, I never even saw that verse. And it'll have this whole new clarity and bring a whole new understanding to you. They have a really great balance of providing contextual information with spiritual insight and application, but they never get all weird, ooey-gooey, kind of, you know, there's no speculation. It's very sound and very biblical, and it always keeps the focus on the main subject, that Jesus is the Messiah and the Bible is the Word of God. I want to say this is a scholarly book because you're going to learn a ton, but don't let that freak you out. It's extremely readable, really fascinating. This would be a great book for the brand new believer who doesn't yet know how much of her newfound faith is rooted in the Jewish culture. And for the believer that's been with the Lord a long time, you're going to start to see Scripture with just some fresh insight. So the Sitting at the Feet of Rabbi Jesus and Spangler and Lois. And when you're a woman, what does being in that yoke look like specifically? This was another mind-blowing book. This was an audio teaching for years and years. It came out last year as a book, and it's Pleasing God by Kate Smith. Now, for those that might be new, Kate Smith is the wife of Pastor Chuck Smith, who the Lord used about 40 years ago to start the Calvary Chapel movement. And Kay has just been like a spiritual mom, a spiritual mentor for years. I don't know to how many countless women. She taught the Bible study at Costa Mesa for so many years. And you may have heard some of her studies. They're running them on K-Wave now. And this was on K-Wave a few years back. But now it's in book form. Kay is passionate about God. She's passionate about his word, and she's passionate about his people. And in this book, she really pours out her heart for all three. She shares really practical instruction and exhortation on the kind of life that pleases God. And we really need to know that today. And she tells us in such a plain, uncompromising way, when the world is telling us, in a lot of churches, to please yourself. She tells us how we are to please God. She reveals this by, you know, teaching us how to be dead to sin, how to follow a pattern for change from the Bible, how to do things that are so hard for us, like love our enemies. And she does it all in a style that's so conversational and easy to read, but I have to tell you, it's impossible to ignore. This book, if you'll let it, this book will transform your life. And it's based on such a simple premise that we probably know in our heads. And she says, you know, it's just about simply asking, does this please you, Lord? And taking the time to set our mind on him and ask him if what we're doing pleases him. It's Pleasing God by Kay Smith. And I want to make a brief mention of a book that I forgot to bring with me. It's sitting on my bed. I'm glad I didn't have to count the books. I'd have been the very first one to sit down. But the book is called Uniquely Women, or Uniquely Woman, by Kay Arthur, Emily Barnes, and Donna Otto. And in Uniquely Woman, all three authors take turns sharing with younger women, or their audience, it's two younger women, what they wished someone had told them when they first were starting their lives as wives, mothers, and women of God. I test drove this book on a young wife, Muffin, and she really liked it. She really dug it. She did. So I told her, hey, Ashley, I'm going to tell everybody, if you have any questions about that book, ask Ashley. But it was really, really good. Each woman took a chapter And they just, again, sometimes it was a little bit like in a spanking, but it was really good because we kind of need that. So it was very, very good. Well, who here, look under marriage and family for our next recommendation. Who here saw the movie Fireproof? Right on. Okay, well, if you didn't, we do. That is out on DVD, and we totally recommend that to you. It's an awesome, awesome film. And in the movie, the main character is given a book by his father that he tries to kind of go through the steps in this book to save his disintegrating marriage. And the book that's in the movie is a real book in my hand that Christine emailed me about, wanted to know if I'd read the book and done it. I didn't know what that meant. And the book's called Love Dare. And it was a really, really neat book. And truly, your marriage doesn't need to be in trouble to benefit from this book. In fact, I think if you go through this devotional, either by yourself or with your spouse, it's going to keep your marriage out of a heap of trouble. It is a really, really good book. It's a daily devotional, has 40 dares in it. You can do it with your spouse or do it on your own. And at the end of every day's devotion, which is based on, you know, some biblical truth and some practical application, they give you a little dare. They dare you to do something. And, you know, some are fun. Some are kind of romantic. Some are stinking hard. But you know what? They are. But all of them will help your marriage to be a godly marriage that's pleasing to God, if you're willing to take the love dare. That was a really fun book. I really liked it. Well, then Jesus says, learn from me. And there we're going to find some biographies. And they're a great way to learn about Jesus as we look at the lives of other believers and people who have walked faithfully with him. And you'll see the book and DVD there, Lost Boy. That's Greg Laurie's life story. And I just want to mention that quickly because the DVD of that has recently been updated to include, it's now called Lost Boy, the Next Chapter, only in DVD form, that includes some of what his family has been going through since the death of his son. I imagine subsequent printings of the book will have that as well. And if you love missionary stories, this chair thing's not working for me. It's this neat little book called A Present Help. And it's not a biography in the format of, oh, so-and-so was born in this year, and she grew up here, and she lived in Kansas 5 years. It's not like that. But it's really more testimonies of God's faithfulness and times of deliverance throughout her life as a missionary. And she ministered in China in the early 20th century, and it chronicles her experiences. And you're going to be so encouraged when you read this book and remember that the God that was with her and helped her is your God and my God. He's our present help, too. It's a neat little book. You know, it's one of those kind of cool books where if you lay it down for a month and go back and pick it up, you really haven't lost your place. So it's a great read, great beach read, A Present Help. And, oh, two things. Two corrections to your list. Under Marriage and Family, you will see a book on parenting called, it says, Good and Mad. That's not it. It's actually Good and Angry. So if you tried to search that in a search engine, you wouldn't find it. And you'd go, wow, she gave us an out-of-print book. But it's not. It's Good and Angry by Scott Taransky. It's a great book on parenting about understanding what makes you and your children angry and how to evaluate. I mean, okay, well, we know what makes us angry. But, you know, seeing it as something that's useful and then knowing what to do about it. Then also under study tools is a book that says Who's Who in the Bible, and that's actually called The Ultimate Who's Who in the Bible, which is a very cool alphabetical listing of everybody in the Bible. Gives kind of a brief biography, shows you in Scripture where they're at, and it's really helpful if you're like me, and if there's more than one person with the same name, I can't remember which one we're talking about. So it's really helpful to kind of help keep that kind of stuff in order for you. And a lot of you have been asking me about the Epicenter 2009 conference DVDs. If you didn't get to see that, as I didn't, I'm anxiously awaiting it. I don't think they're shipping it yet. When we went to print on the list, it says From Horizon. You could only get it from Horizon, and they have a website set up for that. But now it's being, our distributor has it too. So your churches or here at Calvary Vista, we can offer it to you in the complete conference on DVD, but if you would like audio or an MP3 or single sessions, there's a link on our website that takes you to Horizon's website, and you can order that there. And it was an awesome conference with people like Joel Rosenberg and Pastor Chuck, just talking about how the times are moving closer and closer to the end. And we're going to talk about the need to be lowly in heart like Jesus when we share our faith later on. But I want to finish this morning with the last part of our verse, which is finding rest for our souls because his yoke is easy. And like that little balloon, his burden is light. And we can really praise him for that. So if you look under praise and worship, I am so excited to get to be the one to tell you this. I am. You will see that there's a title there called You Are Who You Are, Uncut, by Jamie Maranatha. For those of you that don't know, that's Jamie Williams. Her middle name is Maranatha. I was like, Ashley's is Michelle. Sorry, I wasn't more biblical that week. I don't know. I love that's her middle name. Well, if you've not heard Jamie lead worship before, you will, because just get this. She is releasing the end of this month her own worship CD. It's made up of many of the songs that we've been blessed to sing, original songs that she's written, songs that she is, hymns that she has, you know, put to her own arrangements to. And she is just a gifted songwriter. I mean, she is a true worshiper, and that's what makes her so effective for you and I as worship, as you know, being led in worship by her. It's called Uncut. It's a studio CD, but it's got a real live feel to it. Like when we do worship and we just sort of transition from one song into the next, it's kind of, some of it's like that. And I'm so, so excited about that. If I didn't know Jamie and I had never heard her lead worship before and somebody put this in my hand, I would go, oh my gosh, I'm getting this for everyone I know. I'm serious, because she is just so used of the Lord. When your head knows you need to praise him and your heart is just too heavy, let Jamie lead you into that place that you need to be with her new CD, You Are Who You Are. And you can check our website, and maybe we'll fire off an email or something when it comes out the end of this month. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you, guys. Aw, thanks for the encouragement. Actually, I don't know what you would call this. This is like making up for all the stuff I didn't tell you this morning. Let me get some notes. First of all, I just have to say, you know, I have friends, some of you out there, and you go, you know, Marianne, I'm not a reader. And then I laugh, because the next thing you say is, but I need a book. And then you buy the book, and then 2 weeks later you come back and you go, oh my word, that book changed my life. And I go, you know what that makes you? A reader. I think what you mean is, if I was on a desert island, I would take my Cricut cutter, not a book. Or, you know, my scrapbooking stuff or something. I would take the book, you would take something else. You might not think you're a reader because it might not be your hobby or your first choice, but you guys are readers. As I found out in the bookstore today, and I usually try to warn you guys about this, first session, look around and notice that there are about 300 of us. Then look at your list and see there are about 50 resources. There's just no way that they could know that 75 of you are going to want one book and none of you are going to want another. They could never stock all of that kind of stuff. And guess what? Our kiosk is the size of your dining room table. It won't be at home either. But that's why we do encourage you, if you're in Vista and can pick it up from us, because we are still not doing the shipping thing, to order online. The entire retreat list is there. And I neglected to put that web address in your bulletin. It's not bulletin. Why do I keep saying that? Program. You can go to the CalvaryVista.com website. It's on the homepage. Just click bookstore. It will take you there. Or you can go directly there at fountainoflifebooks.com. And again, retreat, Women's Retreat 2009 is its own category, and you can order stuff and, like I said, inquiries, that kind of thing. Let me see what else was on my notes. And also, for other things, most things, and I said this morning, most of the stuff that's in here, it's pretty widely available. You can get it online. Most Calvary bookstores will have the other Calvary products. There's a few things one in particular I know that you're not going to get on the shelf in somebody else's Calvary bookstore, because it comes from our Calvary Chapel. Under Marriage and Family is our Pastor Rob Salvato's teaching on the Song of Solomon with a provocative title, God, Sex, and Love. And it was an awesome verse-by-verse study through Song of Solomon. And that was one of the most requested things, I think, through our media ministry. That was really amazing teaching, very enlightening teaching. He did an amazing job of balancing the spiritual picture of our relationship with, you know, Jesus as our bridegroom and we as the bride. But then the very practical, we go home to husbands. and they look across the table and see wives, and how does that all work, and what does that book show us about that relationship? That you would have to get through Calvary Chapel Vista. I don't know if we'll have that. Tammy will kill me if I'll just say that. Call the front office. I love you, Tammy, whoever you are. We'll probably try to get that on the website. There's a little difficulty with the ordering of that through the website, but you could call the front office for that information if you're not from our church and would be interested in that. And all of Pastor Rob's studies, like Yvonne said, they're archived online. You can go under his archives section, watch it for free, read it. Well, you actually can read some of his notes or listen to it. It's audio, video. Or you can read the notes. So that God, Sex, and Love, Song of Solomon DVD or MP3, you can only get through Calvary Chapel Vista. Now, we don't have a youth category this year on the list, but I wanted to point out that several of the authors on our list write some great stuff, not just for us grown-ups, but for teens and for children. And among those authors, if you want to make a list, if you're looking for resources in that age group, Lee Strobel is an amazing apologist. He's the one that wrote Case for Christ, Case for Faith, Case for the Creator, which is on our list. And he has many children and youth versions of those books that are geared toward that reading level. So if you have kids that just kind of need to know a little bit more about what they believe, he's a great resource for that. Max Lucado, several of his books are in youth versions, and he writes amazing children's books. The You Are Special one, that was a good one. He writes for little kids, so he has a lot for those as well. Elizabeth and her husband, Jim George, both write children's books and teen books. And I did want to talk about an Elizabeth George book that's on the list and a Nancy Lee DeMoss book that's on the list and kind of tell you what that's about. But as far as the youth, I noticed in the bookstore that they had a 3-in-1 Elizabeth George Young Women After God's Own Heart compilation. What that is it's three complete titles, three complete books, $13.99 a piece if you just buy them off the shelf, in one hardback volume for about $20. They're great things to have in your library. Elizabeth has, the Elizabeth George 3-in-1 has A Woman's Walk with God, which is on the fruit of the Spirit. It's got Beautiful in God's Eyes, and one of the most significant Christian books I ever read, Loving God with All Your Mind. And really, $13, $14 a piece, and hers right now is something like $14.97 for the single volume hardback book. So even if you have the single volumes, it's a great thing to have in your library. It'll really hold up. Nancy Lee DeMoss, that it has under the women in your program, she has a 3-in-1. It's her Revive Our Hearts series. They were three separate books, Brokenness, Surrender, and Holiness. Great books. They've been in our list before. Those are now compiled into one single volume that you can get. That's about $20. So those were some things that I just wanted to clear up this morning. Oh, and one sweet gal, it's dangerous for me to go in the bookstore. It was really fun, though. It was fun to talk to some of you guys in the bookstore today. It really was. And one gal came up to me, and she had the Uniquely Woman book. And she said, I'm not really like a young woman. Would this be appropriate for me? And I'm like, sister, you are younger than me, you know. And I didn't really make that clear. It's not really geared toward youth. I mean, everyone here, we're all younger than someone else spiritually. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and we're all older women to someone else, too, in one way or another. And that book really would be very appropriate for any of us. As I was going through it, I was so being ministered to, because these gals, these three gals, Emily Barnes and Donna Otto and Kay Arthur, they're up in their, I don't know, I guess 60s, maybe even 70s now. They've been walking with the Lord many, many years. They just have so much wisdom and insight. And I'm younger than them, and certainly spiritually younger than them. And so it's definitely an appropriate book for any age group. And, you know, Janie, can I come to your high school girls' Bible class? Because I need some schooling. It's been a good session so far. So that's all I got.